Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you're listening to the show on Friday, you might have heard us talking about an investigation from the BBC which found that dealers are using Snapchat to sell vape liquid laced with the synthetic drug spice to unwitting children as young as 13. Research from the University of Bath also found that 13% of cannabis vapes confiscated in UK schools contain the dangerous synthetic drug, which can cause a wide range of dangerous side effects, including cardiac arrest. Well, Ushma Mistry was the BBC reporter behind that investigation, and she joins me now. Ushma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell us how this all started.
Yeah, so about a year ago, so last summer, I'm on several kind of community Facebook groups, as many reporters are, I'm sure they are on your station as well, just to kind of keep an eye on what's going on in the community and obviously looking for any stories. And I saw that one mum had posted that she was concerned that her daughter, who was just 13, was potentially smoking vapes which contained either THC or spice. Now, I'll get on to what that means in a minute, but that kind of, you know, pricked my ears and thought, well, this is something kind of worth looking into. So I kind of kept it on the radar, kept it in my back pocket. Then a couple of days, another mum posted about her daughter doing exactly the same thing. And this is when I realised that this was a bigger problem than I'd realised. And like I said, both their daughters were 13 and they were vaping drugs. Now, THC is an illegal substance, which is the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. And this is what essentially gets you high when you're smoking cannabis. Spice, however, is a synthetic cannabinoid. So this is man-made. So this is made by people to mimic the effects of herbal cannabis. But sadly, it's much, much more potent. Nobody knows exactly what's in it, and nobody knows exactly how dangerous this can be. But we do know that it can be very, very dangerous, especially for adults, but even more so for children. And over the course of a few months, I then had to contact the mums, which, you know, was a feat in itself, you know, trying to get them to speak to me. And luckily they did, because they really wanted something done about this. And they told me kind of chapter and verse exactly how bad this was and the impact it was having on their children.
So tell us a little bit about that. What did they see in their children that began this whole process for them when they tried to find out exactly what that was in the vapes they were getting online?
Yeah, so one of the mums described her daughter as being coming in after she'd been vaping these drugs and just collapsing. She couldn't talk, she couldn't walk, she wasn't making any sense, and she'd be out of it for quite some time. Another mum says her daughter became really withdrawn. She wouldn't engage with the family, she wouldn't want to take part in family activities, which was, you know, not common for her. You know, she was, you know, quite family orientated. She just locked herself in her room. And one of them was actually hospitalized 3 times, and it got really bad, and they just didn't know what to do. And then last summer, you know, things came to a head when both of these girls went missing overnight. Neither of the parents knew exactly where the girls were or who they were with. And they were putting pleas out again on social media for any information about their daughters and anyone who was kind of providing or supplying these drug vapes to their children. And it took 36 hours for them to be found. I mean, in one stage, one of the daughters was sneaking out of the house at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to meet the dealers to get the drug vapes that they wanted. And the mum caught this all on her Ring camera at home. And, you know, they mentioned a burner phone. So, you know, for her, you know, alarm bells already started to kind of, you know, take thinking, you know, this is far more worse than, you know, just teenagers vaping. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it got really, really bad.
So when you got involved then and you were talking to the mums about this, you helped them to get this liquid tested. And that's when they and you realised what was in there.
Yeah, exactly that. So there's a service called Wedinos. It's a UK-wide free service. It's run by Public Health Wales. And essentially anyone across the UK can send in narcotics to this service for free to get it tested. So, and they would obviously confiscate the narcotics, but then they would then display the results of those tests online, which you could then just log in and find out. So I introduced that service to both mums, and they actually had confiscated vape pods, you know, in their possession that they were able to send off. They sent it off to Wedinos, and sadly, they both tested positive for spice. Now, the mums did try talking to the police. They did try getting in touch with their local MP. They contacted the schools, but they found that nothing was being done about it. But it was when these vapes came back, or the vape liquids came back, testing positive for spice. This is where I thought, right, we now need to make the connection between the vapes that the girls had and the dealers who were supplying them. And they were selling them on Snapchat, which is a social media platform used by many young people. And the dealers were selling them for as little as £10 a bottle. Now, these bottles, Claire, are no more than 10 millilitres big. So they're not very big, but obviously it contained very, very potent liquid.
And you then posed as a child, essentially, wanting to buy vapes containing THC online, and you managed to get hold of this stuff pretty easily as well. Turned out not to be THC, it was spice.
That's right, yeah. So the mums actually gave me the counts, that the Snapchat accounts that the girls had been using to message the dealers. So we thought we would message him and see if he would respond. And what was shocking, Claire, was the original accounts that the mums had given us had been shut down or closed. But it didn't take us very long to find active accounts, and they contained exactly the same logo as the ones that they'd previously used, exactly the same prefix, but just had a different number on the end. So it'd be like whatever their logo is, which I'm not saying, plus 10, or it's a new account, old one banned, use this one. Anyway, we sent them a message saying, oh, hi, you know, we want to buy some THC vape liquids. What have you got? And Claire, the irony is they actually checked that I wasn't police. They were like, oh, how did you get my details? And all we had to say was, oh, I got it from a school friend, and I mentioned one of the areas where we know that they operated in. And literally, that was enough. Within seconds, they sent me the menu of all the different vape liquids and the flavours that they sold. And then once we agreed, yeah, this is how much we wanted, they then sent me another image showing all the delivery areas in Warwickshire and the West Midlands from 4 o'clock in the afternoon right till 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, well, and on Friday on this programme, we spoke to Professor Chris Pudney from the University of Bath, who has done some work on this as well. And I know that you had been talking to him too. And he said that before he spoke to us on Friday, he had done a quick search on Snapchat here in Ireland. And he said exactly the same drugs he believes are for sale here. So this is something that clearly we need to be concerned about. And just going back to what you were saying about the two girls that this all started with, we can hear the words of one of them. This clip has been voiced by actors. But as you were telling us, one of the girls, Ushma, was hospitalised 3 times from vaping spice. And she described how she felt to you.
Just start shaking, you're always cold, like your heart would start slowing down, then it would go really fast and then slow. Your stomach hurts all the time and you can't eat any food.
I kind of felt like a zombie. I dropped loads of weight. I was like a skeleton. I woke up one day with loads of people around me. It was a horrible feeling.
Ushma, how are those girls now?
Yeah, thankfully they're both fine. But as you heard there, the withdrawal symptoms are very similar to those who are coming off Class A drugs like heroin. And these girls are only 13, Claire, so that's very, very scary. Luckily for them, that experience has now put them off drug vapes at all. Now, one of the girls is still vaping, but not drug vapes. Her mum said, look, it's the best of both worlds, really. You know, we can't really stop her from vaping as much as we'd like to, but she's not doing the drugs anymore. And the other girl has completely stopped, and they're both fit and well.
What about the social media companies then, the ones that featured in your report? What do they have to say about it all?
Yeah, so we spoke to Snapchat, and then we also contacted Meta, who are in charge of Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, because they're mentioned in Professor Pudney's report. And they told the BBC that they proactively shut down dealers' accounts, block drug-related search terms and support law enforcement. Snapchat said it removed more than 2.4 million drug-related posts and disabled over 500,000 related accounts last year.
Ushma, thank you very much for telling us all about that. That's Ushma Mistry, who's a BBC Investigations reporter. And as we said on Friday, a lot of work needs to be done on this here in Ireland to find out exactly what's going on in this regard. Because if children are getting their hands on these vapes, believing them to be THC, that in itself is wrong. But if they're getting spice, that could be lethal. Now, coming up, we're going to find out how to dress for autumn on a budget.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.